Well, hello guys. I don't normally do news items like this one, because this is pushing a narrative very strongly. You know, males are bad and femmes are good. So apparently I believe this happened in the US somewhere in Illinois, I believe. And I guess it happened at a traffic light or something. The guy stopped and the femon behind him didn't and hit him up the back. Not too heavy, I don't think. Apparently they both got out the vehicles and the man just picked her up and slam dunked her on the ground. But it's the way they word it. They say, this hulking man, see that's supposed to mean he's big, you know, picked up this tiny femon, you know, supposed to make her look really small. None of the old brave and powered femon here, she's going to be the victim. And what they're trying to say is that men are attacking femons everywhere for no apparent reason. So let's just take a look at this femon that he slam dunked. Ah, yes. Do you guys notice anything here at all? Yes, the nose ring. That's always a red flag. That either means she's a feminist or an activist, or both. And these type of femons usually are arrogant, rude, and loud. And when she was telling her story, because you only hear her side, by the way, she said she didn't say anything violent to him. Well, why would you say that? So you did say something to him. But she didn't class it as being violent, apparently. Maybe she said something like, why did you stop so quick? It's your fault. Something like that, you know? But for the man just to get out and slam dunk her is a bit unusual, without a reason. But we will never know the real reason because we won't hear his side of the story. It will be sort of hidden. Don't forget, we're pushing a narrative here. Now, I don't condone any violence towards males or femons, but most men don't attack femons for no reason. And of course, the trouble is that femons never know when to keep their mouths shut. We've all seen the videos where a femon gets pulled over by the police for some minor traffic violation. Probably wouldn't even be a ticket. But then she starts running her mouth with the attitude. And eventually, she ends up getting arrested and taken to jail. All because of her loud mouth. Could be she started running her loud mouth at him and he just wasn't going to put up with it. Could be a possibility, right? But of course, he was charged and fined. Like I say, I'll put a link to the news item, guys, and you can read it the way it's worded. And I believe in 2025, victimhood is going to be worse than 2024 for femons. And of course, this whole situation was caused by her hitting somebody up the back. So she was in the wrong. Because if she didn't hit somebody up the back, none of this would ever have happened. But that means taking responsibility. And we can't have that with femons, can we? You take it easy, fellas.